Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome to the Creep Dive.
What a joy it is to be here.
God, my voice is really flat.
What do you mean?
I sounded like Eeyore there when I did that. I'm going to try and change my voice.
Okay, try.
I'll at random points during the show, I will dip in with a more animated tone of voice.
Okay.
Oh, like in Father Ted, where he's like, "Dwayne, you're looking for somebody with an incredibly expressive, dramatic voice."
Exactly.
And the
like
guy
that.
Is like, "No, I'm looking for somebody with a, you know,
more down
dulcet tones."
Speaking of Father Ted,
interesting.
Graham Norton is this is tangential.
Yeah,
is hosting a TV show on Prime.
I
called Last One Laughing.
Watched three episodes last night, girl.
I watched it all in one sitting. I actually thought
I loved
that.
It. I'm loving it.
Really?
Amy Huberman as the mermaid.
Is Gap. Was. Oh, shit, I never saw. I haven't. I'm not
oh,
there
you're not
yet.
There yet.
Do you know what it
there's
is
a clip,
for me?
I'll send you the clip. Go on.
The thing that was the show, because I don't like Jason Byrne. I just don't find that like kind of comedy funny.
Cassie, this is the main
genius.
Episode. This is the
yeah,
public
feed. Yeah, it
doesn't
feed. Matter. I'm just saying.
These people are rats. We know this.
If you get through, he does it for a lot of people, just doesn't do it for me. Probably the same reason why he doesn't listen to The Creep Dive. If you do, Jason, I'm really sorry, right? But cop on. It just doesn't do it for me. But what I thought about last.
I'm sorry, ask the weather.
As the weather. She hasn't watched.
I have watched. He puts the foam cloud on his on his head.
If you're listening, give it a go. It is funny.
Yeah, but
how
the
have
thing
you
that's funny is
the mermaid when you've seen the weather.
It's he not was the dressed, same episode.
He was dressed as the weather during the mermaid.
I think they've stretched. They've made
they've
this
stretched
thing.
Stretched the weather
okay.
thing out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Aisling B, Emma Doran, Deirdre O'Kane are the stars of the show.
True.
They are very funny.
That woman's pantsuit is the star of the show for me.
Oh, Amy Huberman is very good as well. And what was her name? Catherine something?
Bowen? Bohart? Pantsuit is... That was a huge power move. I loved it.
Great show.
Yeah.
She walked in there and said, "This is the sartorial decision I'm making."
I'm sorry, lads. Krista Berg was there.
Krista Berg.
I haven't got that far yet.
Have you not?
No.
Krista Berg turns up. It's stunning.
Okay, this is quite a niche, and you've got
especially for the international listener.
This is for our main episode. What are we working with on this day? Would you like some fritzel?
Yes.
All right, I'll get into that.
You fritzel or schnitzel? Because it's a terrible story.
We covered Ian Bailey's dead on the Hive. So if you want more about Bailey.
And if you want to know more about our coverage, what we said was Ian Bailey died. That was about it.
A bit more, and also lots of that.
Yeah.
And thank you for telling us that he was, many, many of you
thank
got
you
in touch.
Thank you to all 10,000 of you that reached out to tell us that Ian Bailey had died.
So strap on your misery boots and come down a little journey with me. The reason I'm talking about it is for the
you
first
cannot
time
set up fritzel like this.
Why?
Because it's so inappropriate.
It's so inappropriate. You're like
a circus ringmaster being like, roll up, let's talk about child and pedophilia.
Well,
and we never also we're bending the rules for you.
Why?
Because we never talk about this stuff because it's so dark.
Well,
except for local paedophilia as per last week's Hive, and that was very local.
I know, God. Like, should I backtrack? I have other things I could say.
No, do it now.
I have the cicada copalypse.
No, cropalypse. I know.
Okay, fine. Fritzel.
Go to Fritzel.
So the reason that he's come up, first time in 15 years that we've laid eyes on Fritzel again.
Is he alive or dead?
He's alive, so. Because he's come up for some type of parolee business that would mean that he'd move from the prison he's in, which is kind of a psychiatric prison, to a sort of nursing home. He's 88 years old now, and an assessment has been done on him, and one of the assessors has deemed him to be no longer a threat and has deemed his sex drive to be dead,
ageist,
and that he could potentially be moved in. Court is still deciding, but it did kind of bring
his sex drive, like,
I feel like vom in my mouth,
but like rapists, it's not about the sex drive. It's about the sadism and their will to harm people. And also you can like sexually assault people without like having gratification yourself.
Yeah.
I feel like, am I smarter than those professionals that are being quoted here?
Well, maybe one of them is quoted as saying, I would not be frightened of moving in with him in a flat share arrangement.
Fuck off.
What?
Fuck off.
But like, somebody prison is essentially just a big flat share.
Was at work that day, and that is something that they said during the course of their job.
I'm sorry, it is.
I'm so sorry, but he was that person. It's a TikToker.
Wagner is a person who's visited Fritzel in prison 40 times, and in 2022 wrote a book called The Abyss of Joseph F.
Oh, God.
And that person said that based on the report, that she considered it legitimate to allow his release to the nursing home and said, I would not be frightened of moving in with him in a flat share arrangement or to live alongside him in a care home. He no longer possesses a sex drive. So that is what's happening to date.
But like, that was an adult that said that.
Yes,
do you know? Kat, like, it'd be like, I'd be all right, I'm not threatened by him. But like, that's because he's in to children.
But the whole case, would you like to come back in time?
Go on.
With the nursing home thing.
Yeah.
So are they proposing like a totally regular nursing home?
I don't know for sure. It's funny.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. I'm sure that's not the case. I'd say it's some sort of convalescence that maybe criminals
prisoner
get moved to.
There and must be. You can't just get to a certain age and get put in a nursing home.
No, imagine.
No. Yeah. In with the gen pop, I don't think so. Mm. But they haven't decided whether or not he will be.
It can be a real mixed bag, though.
I mean,
the nursing home.
It absolutely can. And you don't know who you're flat sharing with there.
It could be anyone. It's such an unusual.
It's like, literally everyone and anyone. Okay, would you like me? Just let's go to a whistle stop tour of Fritzel.
Look at
Sophie's giddy now. Like, and it's such an inappropriate giddiness.
Okay, get yourself under control.
Sorry. That's for people like you're glib now. But
I'm giddy from something else that we had to cut because it was too dark.
Okay, guys, I'll tell you what'll stop the glibness.
Put yourself
in Elizabeth's shoes for a moment.
Oh my God.
In 1977, Joseph Fritzel allegedly abuses his daughter Elizabeth, who was 11 for the first time. 1982, Elizabeth takes flight and runs away from home.
So she was like 16?
Yes. Mm. 2 years later, Fritzl lures her back.
Oh my God.
This time into the cellar of their house. He drugs and handcuffs her before locking her up for the next 24 years.
Fucking hell.
She is reported missing by her parents. A month later, they receive a letter in Elizabeth's handwriting purporting from her, saying they should don't look for me. Rosemary is Elizabeth's mother.
Okay. She wasn't his daughter.
She was. What? She was. She was Elizabeth. She was Rosemary and Fritz, Joseph Fritzl's daughter. Her name is Elizabeth.
Yeah.
She's gone, run away. Joseph lures her back home, but brings her to the cellar. Rosemary, her mother, Elizabeth's mother, is upstairs in the gaff.
Doesn't know. Here's my questions. Why are they not pushing? Like, why is she not constantly on to the police about her daughter's disappearance? Wondering where she is. I'll tell you. And who lives in a house for 24 years and doesn't go downstairs to their basement?
This is an ex-World War II bunker. Austria, many gaffs in Austria had these elaborate kind of spaces beneath their gaffs. 24 years?
Are you not like, I've put the Christmas tree down there, like, do you know? You use it as a bit of storage.
She wasn't big on tunnelling talk.
So anyway, Rosemary is not checking and freaking out about her daughter because she's not only receiving kind of regular-ish notes and letters from her daughter, she's also receiving children. So, 1988 to 1990, approximately, Kirsten, the first of seven reported children, is secretly born. We don't know the exact date. In the cellar. Another child, Stefan, is born soon after and is also kept underground. Just to reiterate here, these is Joseph Fritzl abusing his daughter and she is becoming pregnant with his children.
Oh my God.
19th of May, 1993. A 9-month-old baby, Lisa, is discovered outside, upstairs, the family home, along with a letter purportedly from Elizabeth saying she cannot take care of her. Lisa is taken in by Rosemary and raised.
But the other kids...
Yes, there are other children in the family.
Like, how could you not hear them? How? Like,
I'm looking at
a layout of the basement.
It's very elaborate.
It's very elaborate, yeah.
So we're in 1990, and the first child has appeared upstairs, and Elizabeth's downstairs with two children at this stage. 15th of December, 1994, second baby girl, Monica, appears in the very same circumstances that Lisa did. Oh, so she is raised, along with Lisa, by Joseph Fritzl and his wife upstairs. 1996, twins are born to Elizabeth. Now, Elizabeth is having these children, obviously, zero medical care down there, totally alone, no sunlight, no vitamin D. She's at this point kind of homeschooling her children as best she can. Oh, Fritzl's kitted out the place. Few books. They've got access to running water. They've got a bathroom.
They've got like a living room. Mm-hmm. There's bedrooms. Mm. Like, it's like a kind of a parody of a
horror show.
It's of like a house down there, though. Do you know what I mean?
So twins are born. But one is said to have died very shortly after birth and the body is removed and disposed of in an incinerator by Joseph Fritzl.
Ugh.
1 year later, a third infant, the surviving twin, Alexander, appears at the house. He's aged around 15 months and he, like Lisa and Monica, is taken in and is raised by Joseph and Rosemary. So according to reports at the time, Fritzl, we've seen this as well. Many people have seen the video of Fritzl in Thailand on his holidays.
No, I haven't.
No.
They were kind of floating around at the time of his arrest, like a little grainy footage of him in a little speedo sort of dancing and frolicking on a beach. He's in Thailand for 4 weeks. That's one of kind of several trips he took. And the officials have said that the hidden family may have been left without food or rations during the time that he was gone.
Oh my God. And so was he in Thailand with Rosemary and the other kids?
No, he was in Thailand with his mates.
Oh my God.
So roll on to 2003. A letter arrives from Elizabeth to say she's had another son, Felix, in December of 2022. So the child is brought up to the cellar along with Kirsten, Stefan and Lisa. So
there is now four kids above ground and three below.
Yes, I believe so. Exactly right, Sos.
Oh, God.
So here we go. Saturday, it's 19th of April, 2008. Kirsten, Elizabeth's 19-year-old daughter, becomes critically ill. This is Kirsten, a daughter downstairs.
Okay.
Fritzl takes her to the hospital in Amstetten and tells doctors Elizabeth has left the sick girl with him. So Kirsten, soon after, falls into a coma. Doctors call the police. This child, this person, this 19-year-old person is in dire straits. And it's very clear to the medics in the hospital that this person has
been locked away. No birth certificate.
Doesn't exist, number one. And has never
seen the sun.
She's deficient across the board. There's something terrible has happened.
Jesus Christ.
So police get called and they issue an appeal to the missing person, Elizabeth Fritzl, to contact them. 19th of April, so that's between the 19th and the 26th of April. At some point during that week, according to police statements, Fritzl releases Elizabeth and the two other children from the cellar, okay, telling his wife, Rosemary, she had chosen to return home. So Fritzl, knowing now the police are involved, has opted to open the doors.
Right, I fucking...
the prison downstairs.
Oh my God.
Saturday, the 26th of April, after receiving an anonymous tip-off, police arrest Fritzl, who is with Elizabeth near the Amstetten Hospital where Kirsten is being treated.
It's got to be Rosemary.
That's the question, so I don't know. I don't know who that anonymous tip-off was.
I feel like...
it has to be fucking Rosemary, because at that point... Rosemary has now presumably
gone down,
been presented
with Elizabeth and these two children,
adult children.
Yeah. And is like, what is this? As far as Rosemary was concerned, her last known whereabouts of Elizabeth was she's in 11. A cult.
Yeah.
So it sort of fits that Elizabeth's in sort of dire straits, but it must be beyond.
And like Elizabeth and her two children are like hardly equipped mentally to
or leave or
give an anonymous tip.
No way. So,
but also I'd imagine you could see physically the impact of being locked up without sunlight on someone for that length of time.
Of course, you know, I'm sure it was dire straits. And
even if Rosemary turned around to her and is like, you've come back, or you know, he said that you've come back, well, she'd be like, I was here the whole time. And clearly if she'd gone, she would have seen the basement then. No,
still at this point, Rosemary, well, we're not aware that Rosemary knew what the fuck was going on at all. And it's only until Elizabeth begins to be questioned by police that things begin unraveling. So she's now 42 years old and she begins to reveal her decades long imprisonment.
Jesus.
So the next day, the Sunday, police announce the arrest of Joseph Fritzl on suspicion of incest and abduction. All the children are placed in care and Elizabeth is given medical and psychological treatment. At this stage, this is a media frenzy.
Of course, I remember.
Everybody,
we sort of patchy remembering. And the concern I remember at the time from the media, from people and the media, was that these children and Elizabeth remained together. Mm. And I remember even the talk there about the children going into care, it was like, holy fuck, they can't be separated.
Yeah. But, and also they were kind of older. Like,
that's right.
19. The youngest
her
was...
the eldest was Kirsten, 19.
Yeah.
Wasn't Kirsten the eldest? Yeah, Kirsten the first, yes. She was 19 years old. So Fritzl is arrested on the suspicion. And no,
sorry, Kirsten was the oldest. She was the oldest, not child, the youngest. Okay, okay.
She's, yeah, and yeah, she's 19, and she's in a coma at this,
yeah,
stage.
Yeah, yeah.
And presumably, as well, the police are like, "Well, if this person is going to survive this coma, we'll also be interested in speaking to her." She's the second longest surviving, you know.
Yeah,
God,
person of this.
I think as well, if they're being medically examined, will realize they've had no vaccines. No.
Oh, that's interesting. Well,
no medical treatment, no history. Well, they of medical would have treatment. No
visible booster signs.
Yeah,
absolutely, and no kind of even speaking with somebody.
Yeah.
Although she, I think, had been, she had been, you know, teaching the children to read, and she had been, she, I think, I believe they had a television down there, so there was some kind of up to date information they would have had. But oh God, I can only imagine how strange they must have appeared to the medical people who were assessing them.
And she was like, I suppose, stalled in her education at 16, 17, really.
Yes.
You know,
she's finished there. She's also got her eldest child very deathly ill, which of course was terrifying, I'm sure, as well. So during the arrest, and children are in care. Elizabeth's being treated medically and psychologically. Joseph Fritzl gives police the code to unlock the hidden door to a basement, the living space made up of this network of tiny windowless chambers. And all the children except Kirsten meet each other for the first time. And then Elizabeth is reunited with her mother.
Do you mean the upstairs children
and the downstairs
children? Exactly. Oh my God.
So.
Oh my God.
This is happening over a weekend. So Saturday the tip. So let's see now. Saturday the tip off. Or is it the day before that? Or we think around. It could be the same day. Fritzl brings Elizabeth ups out from the basement, locking the door behind. It's unclear whether she meets her mother there, and that's potentially where Rosemary decides to do the tip off. But even if she didn't meet her mother there, Rosemary at this point knows Fritzl's after bringing an elder, like a 19-year-old, to the hospital.
Yeah.
She's like, this is the fourth child that's come upstairs. She must be at this point like, oh fucking hell, what is going on? Fritzl is a horrifying individual, and it's after the fact that Rosemary's been described as one of his victims as well, which we often hear.
We
have to kind of consider the whole scene and his terrifying, completely.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
A void of emotion, zero empathy. Sure, that he would have treated her presumably very poorly as well. So the police get the keys to the downstairs basement and obviously are like, what is this?
Yeah.
God.
They're back to Fritzl. We need all of the, like, what is going on? He crumbles, confesses. He confesses to imprisoning Elizabeth in the cellar for 24 years, confesses to fathering her 7 children. He confirms to the investigators that one of the children died in infancy and that he had taken the dead body and thrown it into an incinerator. So that's on. So we're only 3 days. This all happened Saturday, Sunday, Monday into the Tuesday. Police announce that DNA test confirms that Fritzl is the father of her children.
I remember the way this came out. It was like this. It was like daily new revelations of new horrors.
So Kirsten remains in hospital in very serious but stable condition at this point. Fritzl appears before a magistrate. He's remanded in custody. Officials report an astounding reunion between Elizabeth, now 42, and 2 of the 3 children who'd lived with her in the cellar. Brothers aged 15 and 5, with her other children. Sorry, so exactly like you were saying earlier. So there, this astonishing reunion, Elizabeth with her upstairs children and her downstairs children meeting each other. Later in the day, hundreds of people in Amstetten take part in this candlelit gathering to express their solidarity and absolute outrage. The following day, police say Fritzl refuses to answer any questions in the wake of his initial signed confession. So he starts rowing back. His daughter and the children are looked after together in an isolated wing of a medical centre. They're under 24-hour supervision of a multidisciplinary care team. Those held captive are getting used to space, light and different types of foods. There's even a birthday party for the 12-year-old.
Oh, my God.
So at this point, the surge of public interest in them is huge and global.
Yeah.
So the hospital and the medical team are on complete lockdown. And still to this day, no pictures have been released of Elizabeth. No known whereabouts of where she is.
Well, there's pictures of her from when she was young.
Oh, yeah. But none since her release.
So they've all had their identity protected.
That's right. And successfully.
Wow.
Which is remarkable. So this is interesting as well. On that day, Austrian's Chancellor Alfred Gusenbauer, he vowed to protect the country's image with a campaign abroad, saying we won't allow the whole country to be held hostage by one man. So fascinating, because of course Hitler was Austrian.
And also, what a terrible, poor choice of words.
I know.
Held hostage.
Exactly. It's pretty bad.
Oh, come on.
He was just a knob. So 28th...
There's a lot of people at work saying silly things during this story.
Isn't there? Mm. Oh, but at the same time, it was so chaotic.
Josh, yeah.
I mean, it was just like swing a cat and hit a BuzzFeed headline that really was...
Also, English wasn't his first language, most likely.
So June of 2008...
Say he got off the stage, off the podium and was like, fuck.
So 2 months, roll 2 months on. Yeah. Kirsten is revived from her artificial coma. And she's back with her mother and her siblings. They are moved to a secret location. The kind of witness protection stuff kicks off. New names and new identities. So roll on to October 15th. Prosecutors declare Fritzl mentally fit to stand trial. So authorities say it was a court order. He had a court ordered psychiatric evaluation. He was 73 years old at the time. And it showed that he was lucid enough to be tried, even though it was said he suffered from profound personality disorder.
No shit.
It's an understatement. So roll on a month, 13th November. He is formally charged with murdering one of 7 children that he and Elizabeth had together. And that's because that child who died, yes, shortly after birth, could have lived.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah.
So that is why he was charged and found guilty. And that would, that charge alone could face lifelong imprisonment. So January, the court says Fritzl will go on trial 16th of March and he pleads guilty to incest. He denies murder and enslavement on the first day of his trial. A few days later, he changes his plea. He confesses to the negligent homicide of one of his children, the one he fathered with his daughter, and to the charge of enslavement. He said, I declare myself guilty to the charges in the indictment. And then that update from earlier today. It is, that'll go down in history as one of
the worst cases.
Certainly what was the other one with crime on family?
Definitely. I think there was another, I know we've done them before of the, Sophie, you did the girls who were found
in that house.
Yeah. Was that J.C. Dugard? Was that the one you did?
Oh, that poor little girl.
J.C. Lee
it's
Dugard.
It's so bad when you're just like, you know.
They're all melding into one.
Yeah.
But there are three, I think, significant cases where a child has gone missing and then been later found in adulthood alive, having had been held captive.
There is, and yeah, there was another Elizabeth, wasn't it Elizabeth?
Yes, what was her name? And she was taken by a husband and wife team.
Yes, yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She was gone for years.
There was the girl in the box.
There was the other girl in the box.
Jesus Christ.
There's been, there, I mean,
but the thing with Fritzl is as well that he had prior criminal offences.
What
like,
were they?
Quite a few. So we think that he began abusing Elizabeth in 1977.
That's
when
right.
she was 11.
Mm.
In 67, he broke into the house of a married couple and raped the woman who was 24 years old and a nurse while holding a knife to her throat and screaming that he would kill her.
Jesus.
And he was also named in a report, like a official report and press release, as a suspect in the case of an attempted rape of a 21-year-old woman, and he'd also been arrested and served 12 months of an 18-month prison sentence for either the rape or a different case of indecent exposure. But that sounds like quite a long sentence for indecent exposure. And obviously a depressingly short sentence for an attempted rape. And then, so it's like, it's actually fucking mad because, okay, Rosemary, yes, his wife I'm talking about, yes, was very possibly another victim of his. And that is devastating, but it's just really scary when somebody is so on the books as being a predator.
Yeah.
And then that person can carry on freely having children. Mm. And then, you know, when they started bringing the children up,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, quote unquote, like leaving them outside the house,
yeah.
he was able to formally adopt them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
despite
goodness.
His
criminal record
as a sex offender, because at the time in Austria, your record could be expunged after 15 years. And that's bananas.
Yeah.
Like, once a sex offender, always a sex offender, really.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Like, I do believe that there has to be a system of at least attempted rehabilitation for people, but you can't, like, take that off your record.
No. Yeah, I don't think so. And I think that the really sad thing about this is Elizabeth was like the most vulnerable victim because he convinced Rosemary that she wasn't in danger for whatever reason. So nobody was looking for her.
Yeah.
So it is bizarre that he got away with it for so long when he was bringing these children up to the house.
I must
but
say,
really
yeah.
no authorities.
Rosemary had seven other children. Sorry, Elizabeth was one of seven.
Yeah.
So then four more, was it three or four arrived up to her?
Jesus.
So there's a lot going on in that house.
Ah, it's just so fucking grim though,
so
isn't it?
So even when you say, Cass, about the noise and stuff, like...
Probably wasn't fucking noticed.
You wouldn't even notice it.
The,
well, thank you, Jennifer.
He was also suspected of murders carried out during the time when he was imprisoning all of those family members down in his cellar.
You're kidding.
He wasn't a suspect at the time that they took place.
Of course not.
But was later, like, you know, it was put forward that he might have committed these murders. And again, I think it's just like mad. It's just kind of, I suppose I'm bringing it up because it just speaks to the sheer brazenness of like, I'm currently keeping multiple people captive and I also will pop out and murder a teenager maybe in the midst of all this. Maybe. He also claimed that his relationship, quote unquote, with his daughter was consensual, which is just like so egregious. And that he basically said, quote, he always knew during the whole 24 years that what I was doing was not right, that I must have been crazy to do such a thing, yet it became a normal occurrence to lead a second life in the basement of my house. And he said of himself, I am not the beast the media make me out to be. He said that he would bring Elizabeth flowers, books and toys for the children in the bunker, and that he would go down there and have meals with them. He essentially is trying to portray that he had these kind of dual families, as opposed to, you know,
like what he had was his daughter.
Dual cohorts of victims,
yeah,
basically.
Absolutely horrendous.
It's horrendous. He tried to blame, well, he said that, so his father had left the family, I think, and had died in World War II. And he basically tried to suggest that, like, the growing up in the kind of Nazi era, which would have been going on until he was like about 10, that this influenced his views about decency and good behavior. So he tried to blame them.
Absolute wanker.
And
it does not get worse.
Yeah.
At no point during any of the quotes I've ever read from Fritzl talking about it, no expressive remorse, no feelings for the children and Elizabeth, no concern about their future, no concern about his other children other than Elizabeth, who also have to live a life now.
Oh God, yeah.
And like that, the weird positioning of being a child who was born downstairs and this all coming to light.
Yeah.
Potentially over a decade later, realizing, oh, this is my mother. It was under my feet the whole time.
Oh, it's the unimaginable. Unimaginable.
That he has, you know, put on the huge amount of people that in that family that are affected.
The thing was as well that, like, it was so premeditated. Like, he was constructing that prison.
Oh, yeah, years.
From before Elizabeth even had tried to run away the first time. Do you know?
So when he...
Like she went into...
Yeah, actually. Yeah. It was so premeditated.
Oh, it's disgusting. I mean, obviously it's disgusting. God love them. Like, there's... I'm like, if anyone's looking for further reading...
Carry on.
Liz Nugent wrote a fascinating book called Strange Sally Diamond. And it's actually a very, like... it's a really, really, what's the word for it? Like, it's kind of it's a nuanced kind of look at a scenario like this.
Yeah, it is interesting.
It's so good. It's such a good read. It's hard topic, obviously. Fiction. But it's obviously, like, you know, it's taking certain things from some of these stories. And then there's Room by Lenny Abramson, which is a harrowing film, but I think was really interesting on the aftermath of, like, people who've experienced something like this. Mm-hmm. And then there's Why Do I Know So Many of These? I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, I'm going through a list here now of the kind of missing people cases, which isn't quite what I'm looking for, but I don't particularly... See, this is the thing. I mean, this is a very dark way to round out the episode, but if you were I think for me personally, I would rather be kidnapped and murdered than kidnapped and
tortured and for 20
years, because I just don't think you'd ever get over it.
The really sick and fucked thing about it is the minute Elizabeth started having children, I can imagine there was no out for her.
Yeah. She had
there
to
was
live
no
for
killing
her
yourself.
Kids. Yeah.
And that is the really sick and fucked part of it.
You actually then, you're beyond feeling pain for yourself at that point, and you're in agony for your children.
Yeah.
And for the life that they're having.
Yeah. I wouldn't know. I don't have children.
She would give up.
Just as a reminder.
24 years. Well, how many years in would you give up on the idea that you could convince them to let you go? Or there was a way out? Presumably, after the death of the baby.
Jesus.
She was doing enough to convince him to take babies out of here, to give them a shot. You know?
Yeah.
But he just would never. The only reason he let her go, and I'm sure he's raging with himself that he didn't let Kirsten die down there.
Yes.
Because that's what ended it.
But that's a whole different story. Covering up an adult body.
Exactly. He literally was like, oh, the logistics of this. And it was about nothing more than inconvenience for him.
And I mean, what age was he when he was caught?
77.
77, 78.
So like, you know, he was coming to the end of it anyway. It had to end at some point. Obviously, he probably would have preferred to him have died and then it'd be discovered. But like,
was he going to die? And they would just rot and like,
that's it.
If he died, what was his contingency plan? Or did he even not have one? Like,
maybe a letter or something left behind.
But if he dropped dead in the road, oh, right, something hidden somewhere. But what were the chances that would be found?
Yeah, he obviously didn't have any compassion for them. So none. It's unlikely that he did do that.
The only reason he let those children out is because Elizabeth pleaded and begged and managed to find a way to threaten him or withhold him or I don't know. She's the reason they're alive.
I also would say that he just was like, oh, it's too annoying to have too many kids down here.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd say it's literally that.
Oh, yeah. You're right, Sos.
Completely. Like, I'd say every single move was about his convenience and just him being able to perpetrate his abuse.
Oh, it's a rough ride. On that, anyone have a light thing to take us out?
I don't.
A little amuse-bouche. A little tiny nugget of fun.
I know, I gave you all the dead priests over in the hive.
I don't know. I have breaking news from 2023.
Yeah, I'll take it.
For it.
It's
Pluto's
brief.
Not a planet anymore.
Oh, poor Pluto. Does anyone remember? So there's a conservative dating app called...
Christian Singles.
Right Stuff. It's more aimed at the alt-right.
Right. Gotcha.
Yeah. And so basically, like literally over a year ago, but it is a good story. This girl came out and announced that she'd been feeding. So she'd been on Right Stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Caitlin. She signed up with a kind of... what's the phrase? Like she kind of she describes it as yee-hawing her name. So she signed up as Caitlin, spelt K-E-I-G-H-T-L-Y-N-N-E. Caitlin Brandy.
Nice.
Do this alt-right dating app. And then what she noticed so immediately was that loads and loads of the users had photographs of themselves at the January 6th riots at the Capitol building.
So funny.
And so then she started to like kind of catfish them and lure them into telling her their last names. And then she would just screenshot all their accounts and send them to the FBI. And she believes that she may have reported 7 or 8 fellas. And also her... her reporting of these guys has definitely hurt all the Right Stuff dating app.
Oh, no doubt. There's a
significantly.
There's a rat.
So well done, Caitlin. It's been a year on. Hope you've had a good year.
Well done.
I just thought there is a little something to take us out.
Well,
thank you.
Thank
Goodbye
you.
Goodbye and good night.
And if you'd like more.
You know where to find it.
Patreon.com/thecreepdive. There's no point in trying to begin to tell you what everything is there.
Like just dead probably priests, hundreds and priests, hundreds of episodes.
Murdered priests. Murdered priests over there. Ian Bailey. There's some kind of,
we've got the Toy Box Killer.
We've got the two-parter. And we go back and listen to the episode called Desperately Ordinary Dave because that's coming to Netflix like the week after next.
I'll pin it.
And it's one of my favourite stories we've ever done.
Okay, get on to me in the DMs if you want a direct link to that. I will hook you up. Thank you so much. Good night and God bless.
And thank you to everyone who already does support the podcast. We love you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.